RCA Studio B is no longer the hit factory it was when it opened 60 years ago in Nashville, but some modern musicians are still recording there, seeking the signature sound that helped spur the careers of artists like Elvis Presley. According to the people who run Studio B, it's those new artists and a steady stream of tourists who are keeping that sound alive today. Jason Moon Wilkins from member station WPLN reports.
This fall, J.D. McPherson scored a number one on the Americana charts with his song Lucky Penny, recorded at Studio B.
This lucky penny's been nothing but bad luck.
60 years ago, a song by Don Gibson became the first number one country hit ever recorded in the Nashville music icon.
I can't get over how she set me free.
These two recordings are connected by a unique tone that echoes through the tracks and across time. Studio B's reverb chamber sits above the iconic building and has heard the voices of Elvis Presley, Dolly Parton, and Roy Orbison all bounce around its walls.
When I first saw you, with your smile so tender, my heart was captured.
A new ladder outside allows studio manager Justin Croft to show off the space few people ever see.
Basically, we're looking at a relatively small room, and you've got some curvy walls, and the real thing that impacts it, though, is just how hard these surfaces are. And that's what makes it reflective, and makes it have this reverby kind of sound. So, you know, anything that has reverb on it was the sound of this room. So you're talking about the first Elvis stuff and yeah, the first Everly stuff that they did here. So, like, Dream is this.
When I feel blue in the night and I need you to hold me tight.
The Everly Brothers' Dream is one of the classics heard on daily tours of Studio B. Croft says some special groups end their tour by doing a quick recording session using some of the same equipment once employed by legendary artists.
You know, yeah, we're very much a living, breathing, open 7 days a week, you know, fully functional studio. And the things that are here, instruments, microphones, some of the gear we have, you know, if you don't use it, it sort of starts to break down. So by using it, you keep it going. You keep it alive. It's almost like if you put, say, our piano, right? If you put that great Steinway in a case, it's almost like putting it in a coffin, you know? It's like, it's over.
When J.D. McPherson was allowed to make his new album at Studio B, he used some of that historic gear, including the piano. Sitting in a vintage chair in the lounge behind the control room, McPherson refers to the building as if it had a voice in how his songs turned out.
There was one song that Ray Basildo, our keyboard player, and I wrote here that wouldn't have existed in any other studio. It kind of had to be in there. It was called Jubilee. And that song was directly informed by that piano, that room, what it felt like to be in that room. And that's one that really sticks out to me as the actual song wouldn't have occurred anywhere else.
I hang around where the music's playing. I see the joyful look on every face.
In order to use the studio, McPherson had to record after tourists were done for the day, setting up in the evening and tearing down sometimes at sunrise. He says his band was inspired by the restrictions and their surroundings, but not necessarily in the way that he expected.
That's the strange thing about this experience was the first day when we loaded in, we had a song ready to go, and in my mind, we were going to make a song that sounded like it came out of a classic Studio B session with, you know, big timpani drums and all kinds of, like, orchestration and stuff. And I'll just say the longer we were here, the louder and fuzzier everything got. I don't know. It's almost like, I don't know if it was us or the building, something wanted to go slightly irreverent.
Desperate love. McPherson says it's a miracle that Studio B still exists. But some of the other buildings along Nashville's famed Music Row feel more threatened now than ever. There are still recording studios and music businesses up and down the street, but those are slowly being surrounded by glass-walled condos and high-end hotels. McPherson says even in the era of home studios, he sees the value of saving spaces that have stories.
There's another very old studio that's still standing that's not being used right now in town, and I've driven by that more than once and trying to figure out how can somebody get this thing going again. It happens every day. Something is owned by somebody that wants to do something else with the property and it goes away. But you know, if I had the Van Halen bucks, I'd buy them all up and get them all running again.
For Here and Now, I'm Jason Moon Wilkins in Nashville.